Have you been considering Roth conversions, but aren't quite sure how to do it or where to keep the money while you're doing it? You won't want to miss this week's podcast where we talk about annuity Roth conversions. Hi, everyone. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Welcome to episode number 59 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a newer concept known as Roth conversions inside of annuities. So when you open an IRA or a 401 or a SEP or a 457, a TSP, whatever series of numbers and letters you can think of, that is known as qualified money, meaning you put it in the account without paying taxes on it. Now, whenever it comes out, you will owe full income taxes on that withdrawal. And the government is always going to get their money somehow. That's why they put the RMD rule on these type of accounts that will force you to start withdrawing it at the age of 73. So if you have a bunch of money sitting inside of a qualified account, then Roth conversions could be a good idea for you to consider. Now, in the middle of 2024, an interesting concept was released where annuity companies, and only a handful of them, were allowing people to set up annuities and do something called an internal Roth conversion. So again, there was only a handful of companies that were offering this, and then there was only one or two products that they were allowing you to do it with. Now, here we are in early 2025, and there's still only a handful of companies that allow it, but now they've opened it up to all their annuity offerings, including income annuities. So how does this process work? This is a nice visual depiction of it, but basically you would set up an annuity using qualified money, like a traditional IRA. As time goes on, you can start doing conversions of that money, and then it goes into what's called a mirrored policy. So again, this is just an example of $100,000 being systematically moved over a five-year period to a Roth annuity. And at that point, all of the money inside of it, plus all of the growth, is tax-free. So how does this process actually go down? So again, first we would set up an annuity using a tax-deferred account. We would then request a Roth conversion. What happens is the annuity company establishes a mirrored policy under the code of a Roth IRA. So it would be the exact same policy, same terms, same benefits, everything. No reset of surrender charges. Everything is exactly the same. And you would just get, let's say your policy number is 1234. Now you would have a second policy, which would just be 1234-R or something like that. At that point, once the conversion has been requested, taxes are going to be owed. Okay, so you can either pay them out of pocket, or some companies will even offer to hold on to the tax liability, and they will send it to the state or the Fed, satisfy those requirements, okay? Now, one thing to keep in mind is there's going to be less money going into the Roth annuity at that point if you don't pay the taxes from another source. So again, personally, I would think it would be beneficial to pay it out of pocket or from another source somewhere else, because less money is going to be going into the Roth annuity. But then again, all that money coming out is tax-free. And this is why I'm always going to recommend that you talk with your personal tax preparer before you make any decision doing this. So you can do it in one full conversion, without mentioning that. You can do partial conversions, or you can just do systematic conversions over a period of time. Now, one thing to keep in mind is when you have an annuity, you have that provision of a 10% penalty-free withdrawal. If the amount of taxes owed exceeds that 10% penalty-free withdrawal, you're going to be assessed part of that surrender charge. Okay, so for instance, if you have a $300,000 annuity, and the conversion you're looking to accomplish causes more than a $30,000 tax bill that they're going to send, themselves to the IRS or to the state, you're going to be penalized for that. So you got to keep that in mind. And again, this is why it's just a good idea, if you're considering this, to pay the taxes from another source. Now, here's an interesting thing is a client actually asked me this. For the income products, what happens if you do not complete all the conversions by the time you want to activate the income? You can activate both policies at that point. And again, all of the benefits would be exactly the same. Just one of the incomes would be tax-free. The other income would be taxable. The other question she asked, which was a great question, and I verified with the annuity carrier, can we just activate one and leave the other one to sit and continue to compound with any benefits that are still applicable? And the answer is yes, you can activate just one. The only caveat is you can no longer complete any future Roth conversions. So the rules are still the same rules as any other Roth IRA that you may have or are considering opening. So you will not be penalized the 10% early withdrawal amount by the IRS if you're under the age of 59 and a half and you're just doing a conversion. Okay, so there is no penalty for that. This is where it gets a little murky. If the Roth is less than 5 years old, you could be assessed a 10% penalty on any of the earnings above the initial amount of the money that you put into it. For example, if you put $100,000 into the Roth and withdraw over $100,000 before you hit the 5 year mark of the origination date, then you could pay a 10% penalty on anything above and beyond the total withdrawals of the initial $100,000. That's what they call the cost basis. Here's another caveat. Each separate Roth conversion has a new 5 year time clock put on it, unless you're over the age 59 and a half years old. So then it's a moot point. But basically what that means is that, let's say $100,000 again, you convert $20,000 in the year 2025. 5 year time clock is started on that. You do another $20,000 in 2026. A new 5 year time clock has been set on that, and so on. Now that's only if you are under the age of 59 and a half. But once you cross that barrier of that age, that rule does not apply anymore, as far as my understanding. But here's something interesting that I was talking with my professional tax preparer that I keep on staff here. She was telling me that if you already have a separate IRA established somewhere else, the five-year rule does not apply to any new Roth that you would establish, including an annuity Roth IRA, to do these conversions. But again, always confer with your personal tax professional before you do any of this. So, what are the benefits of doing Roth conversions? It could help mitigate future taxes in retirement. It could help reduce the RMD burden that could kick you into a higher tax bracket. Okay, once those start coming in, you have to take them. And then it could help pass tax-free money to your beneficiaries. And there are some rules built around that as well for the ones who are inheriting the money. But again, always speak with your personal tax professional before implementing any type of tax play, whether it's a Roth conversion or anything. Always talk with your personal tax professional. So everybody, I hope you found this information helpful. I found it very interesting that this is an option now. And if you think you're a good candidate for this, or you'd like to learn more about the companies or the products that are offering this benefit, the best way to get a hold of me is to go to atlasannuity.com, which will take you directly to my calendar page, and you can schedule a short Zoom or phone call right there on that page. If you are liking this information, you found it helpful, please do us a favor. If you could subscribe to the podcast and or the YouTube channel, give the episode a like, and share it with somebody that you think could benefit from hearing the information. As always, I want to thank you for joining me. Again, this is Marty Becker, coming to you with episode 59 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.